Join cowboy singer and songwriter Bren Hill and cowboy poet and humorist Andy Nelson for an NFR Final Round Watch Party Saturday, December 14th, starting at 3 p.m. at Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. There is nothing better than enjoying some outstanding cowboy entertainment in a theater setting as a prelude to watching the final round of the National Finals Rodeo on the big screen while enjoying your favorite beverage, all without the hassle and cost of Las Vegas. Entertainment starts at 3 p.m. with Bren Hill and Andy Nelson, then the NFR Watch Party starts at 6 p.m. Join us Saturday, December 14th at 3 p.m. at the Frontier Brewing Company in Casper, Wyoming. Tickets are available at 24tix.com. That's 24tix.com or at the door. For more information, call 307-360-8776. I'll keep one hand on the wheel
and one hand in the rigging. This is Pat Richardson, the greatest living human being on the West Coast, coming to you live over radio station Clear Out West and wherever the hell that is. It's a pleasure to have you folks here listening. Brought to you by the Moldy Mattress Motel at 2220 Van Nuys Boulevard in North Hollywood, California. That's the Moldy Mattress Motel. Have a $2 room, $3 room, and a deluxe special $5 room with a bed in it. That's the Moldy Mattress Motel at 2220 Van Nuys Boulevard in North Hollywood, California. Got a little request here, gonna sing anyway. All my little shut-in friends out there in San Quentin, California. A little song I wrote myself. I guess you call it cheap music, being as how I wrote it in bed.
That's right, Pat Richardson. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show. Yeah. Another dandy. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. And that was the long version of that,
that
one.
That was.
Well, folks have tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Really?
What do you got for us this week?
Well, what are we, the first part of December here now?
Yeah.
Have you got your shoes pulled off?
I do.
Okay.
You know what? I'm ahead of the game. for one time in my whole life, I have the horseshoes off. I have them trimmed.
Well, mine are off, too.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever were on.
Right.
So,
sometimes we get to that point. Yeah.
But if you happen to have a horse that needs to have a shoe
in
the winter, you know, there's a lot of things you can do to keep them from balling up.
There's a lot of things you're going to have to think about.
Absolutely. Yeah. So when you pull these, early fall shoes off and you want to reset them, take your old shaping hammer and beat a concave into the inside of that shoe.
You bet.
And that way it pops the snow out a little faster.
That's a fact. And they always freeze up.
Yep.
I mean, if you're going to keep shoes on, you're going to have to deal with it, right?
Absolutely. But if you put that concave in there, it pops it.
It helps a lot better.
Now, you can put pads in. They got snow poppers.
Poppers, yeah.
And they work fine. They work okay. But I found that Pam cooking spray works the best.
Every day.
Every day.
So that's what part of your chores now.
That's right.
You go out and spray Pam on the bottom of your horseshoes.
Yeah, scrape the snow out and squirt Pam on there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's some great information there, big fella. And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they say, "Well, Crisco work, is that okay?" Or does it have to be Pam? Yeah. How are they going to get a hold of us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
That's right. If they would like to request a Dick's pick,
dick@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. Leave us a voicemail, 307-360-8776. And of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We use the Pam or the Crisco.
Right.
Not really. We pull the shoes. All right. Anyway, P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming 82941.
I think we didn't do so bad there.
Not bad. I mean, we've had better days, but we've had worse days,
we
too.
We certainly have.
So let's go with some more great music
Deacon
from our
w,
good buddy, Deacon Dub. We'll tell you how he got that nickname here
we'll
a little bit later.
That.
Yeah. But right now, he is singing Hard, Wild, and Free.
Mustang, Mustang, run your course. If I weren't a man, I'd be a horse. I'd run hard, I'd run free. Mustang wild is what I'd be. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. They say you're a nuisance, you probably are. Been out here forever, neath the moon and stars, rolling like thunder down the coulees and draws. Late in the evening, winter gets raw. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. It's backland wild where they're born and raised, and they'll fight like hell for the stretch they graze. Scattered with cactus, rock, and clay, make a rich man cry, poor man pray. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. Call them a Mustang, call them a man. They're out there doing the best they can. Scratching out a living from a heartbreaking land. You push them too hard, they're gonna take a stand. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free. So Mustang, Mustang, run your course. If I weren't a man, I'd be a horse. I'd run hard, I'd run free. Mustang wild is what I'd be. Hard, wild, and free. Hard, wild, free.
See why we decided to do this
absolutely
week.
Yeah.
We'll tell you here. D.W. Grothy is the deacon in the First Church of Everybody's Business.
That's right.
We have this little group of close friends, we all sit together, and the motto is, if you have nothing good to say about this person, come sit by me.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Well, weren't you the pastor at one point?
I'm his high holiness.
That's right. That's right. And I don't recall. I think I was just BBJ.
Big B. Everybody's got a title, and everybody has a has things to do.
But, That's right. And D.W. got to be the deacon.
And he's the deacon. Deacon Dub, and that's whenever we refer to him that way. Now you know.
He's the deacon of the First Church of Everybody's Business.
Right. Let's have some more poetry from
please.
The good deacon, shall we?
Yes.
I love this one. This one is The Funeral.
A local old-timer had quietly passed on to his eternal reward up on high. So the day of his service, a bunch of us gathered to give him a final goodbye. As we entered the church, we doffed off our hats, signed the book on a stand by the door, and kind of moseyed on over to see Bud one last time as he lay in his funeral repose. We all gandered once, and then twice, and again, because something was plenty amiss. We stood scratching our heads when finally Ed says, "Does anyone know who this is?" Around a "not me's" flurried out past the lips of the crew that was gathered nearby, and without no exceptions, the prevailing perception was that none of us knew this here guy. Then Chuck up and says, "I don't think Bud even owned a suit and a tie. As long as I knowed him, he always wore bibs, blue, of a generous size. And you boys all know as well as I do, Bud wouldn't be caught dead with no cap. Need I point out, this fella is bald, just a few scraggly hairs on his tap." "He's right," Harley piped. "Take a close look. Why, this fella don't even chew snooze. Check out that tie in the front of his shirt. Ain't even one speckle of juice." "Whoa," we all nodded, thinking, "son of a gun.
Still, we hung in there for coffee and pie. But out on the prairie at that old cemetery, we all knew they buried the wrong guy.
I think that's what they're going to say about me at my funeral after they clean me up. Who is this guy?
I don't recognize this guy.
We need to ditch out to another cowmercial, and when we come back, Deacon Dub has some more poetry for us.
Yeah.
Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.